made an addition to it after us grandchildren came along. And my father then, he was about, oh, I guess about 12 years old when he moved out here. That's my father, see,
Now, did your grandfather marry a German girl?
Yeah, she married a German girl also by the name of they were in Fort Wayne.
And how about your father?
No, he married a country girl that right across the road here, a half mile, by the name of they were German people also, and all belonged to the same church.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a wonderful story of hard work and success, but it doesn't come easy.
No.
It took a lot of hard work on his part.
Those days, really, especially.
What was your grandfather's first name?
His name was Carl.
Carl also, yes.
Same as mine.
Yes.
He often tells when he bought this farm here, why the government, it was government land, and the government had a lot of retired army horses running around here. So I do give my grandfather a lot of credit. He didn't build right out alongside the road like a lot of people do, but he come back here about 300 feet.
He had a vision there too, didn't he?
And,
have a super highway along here, you still have a big front yard.
Of course, when he got out here, this was a kind of a super highway. It was a plank road, made of plank.
This was a so-called Lima Road?
The Lima Plank Road, see. And
did it connect with Lima, Ohio? Was that?
No, Lima, Michigan.
Lima, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a plank road, and you paid toll every so often down the road here. About 2.5 mile was a toll gate. You paid just like on an expressway today or on the toll road, you know, pays. But it was quite a road here, I'm telling you, know, these planks would give out and wheels drop down into the mud, but it was better, it was just...
Well, you know, I read a little about that plank road as a part of my study of the history for this work I'm doing.
Yeah.
But to have an account of it, how people got to trouble on the wheels falling down between planks and so forth.
Yeah,
that roughly, do you think that was opened up? This was from Fort Wayne to Lima, Michigan, you
said. Yeah, to Lima, Michigan. I expect maybe that was open somewhere in the 1850, no doubt, something like that.
Yes.
He was not a very big man, my grandfather wasn't, but he was quite ambitious.
Your grandfather was...
Yeah.
Now, is this German too?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's a little of the background of your grandfather?
They were related. And the were a little related. That's how he got contact made to have a place to land when he got off the boat.
So this in effect can thank the in a way.
But he didn't think he could last there too long because they got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and started for the woods and cutting down trees and clearing. And he thought then that this Mr. wouldn't live too long.
He was such a hard-working man, my grandfather.
He died when he was 48 years old.
Now, did he come from Germany directly, or is his father?
Probably you know more about that than I do.
Well, he came from Germany, too.
Because he knew
he
was
from Germany. Yeah, he came over, too.
And just preceded your grandfather, maybe, by a few years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.